The Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
Woo!
Episode, I don't know, but it's part two.
Yeah.
Of the Ulrath Chronicles.
I tried to not make this happen.
Why?
I tried to cancel it.
Charles is very against this.
I'm very against
this. Why is he against this?
It's against everything that the Brethren stand for. The investors won't like it.
You've literally got no investors.
The shareholders.
Apart from Steve.
The shareholders have...
I'm in the room.
...have put their... You know, they've put out why they don't like it. So we've just got to please them. That's the main priority.
But according to Steve, it was the most viewed podcast you've had.
Yeah, but views and, you know, what people like.
It's like... Do they not go hand in hand?
Exactly.
It's almost infamous, really. Like, you're what I compare you to is, like, Hitler.
Right. Bit rude.
People know you and they'll view what you've done, but
they don't think lightly
they don't think it's great. Like,
no, I think this is going to be a very interesting podcast. It's going to be compared to the last one.
An explosive podcast.
If I fall asleep, please bear with me, like, because I'm...
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, to be honest, where you've been recently.
I'm fed up, yeah, I'm fed
up. Yeah, wait, maybe we should address this, that Charles' sleep pattern.
Yeah, it's really fucked at the moment.
He messaged me the other night about his, what was it, your fast...
Oh, yeah.
And you were breaking your fast at like 7 in the morning or something.
7 in the morning, yeah.
What was you eating?
What do you mean, for breaking me fast?
Mm-hmm.
Just salmon.
Oh, that
me
is...
and Steve have been scranning a lot of salmon recently.
Charles,
salmon?
Charles has changed the game for me, yeah.
At 7 in the morning?
Yeah, to break me fast, 36-hour fast.
That is fucking rank.
So you didn't sleep until 7?
No. To be fair, that
is wild. That's wild. That's outrageous.
That's stupid, Steve.
Maybe you're the Hitler in the room here, Charles.
I think deep down, maybe. No, but you...
Hitler would love me anyway because I've got blonde and blue eyes now.
Yeah, pure Aryan.
But you've been enjoying your fucking salmon quite a bit.
Oh, it's a fucking game changer. It's mad how, like, cheap... Obviously, it's the tinned salmon.
Oh, yeah.
So you buy normal salmon and it's overpriced, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, not overpriced, but expensive.
Yeah.
You buy the tinned salmon... Fucking pennies.
Cheap.
I like salmon, but that sounds like fucking hell. Tin salmon.
No, at 7 a.m.
It's great.
Not for me.
Put it in a bit of Greek yogurt.
I've been having it with everything.
Fucking yeah.
Bit of Weetabix.
Yeah.
Bit of bran flakes.
It's all about the nutrient.
High protein. Yeah. Bang for your buck.
What have you all been up to anyway? What have you guys been up to?
What have I been up to?
That's
the podcast, but this is just an introduction. This is just the introduction because we're talking.
Charlie, you know.
I know what you've been up
you
to.
You know more than
it. We'll go with that last and that will lead into the pod. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I have. I don't know at all. I've been gigging.
Okay.
Been gigging, just gigging.
Where have you done, like, recently? But you did the vault, didn't you?
Yeah, I did the vault. That was funny that day.
Oh,
was
yeah.
that the West Fest?
Yeah,
it was a good day, that, to be fair.
I turned up to that at, what, 3 o'clock?
And adamant that you wasn't going to stay.
Yeah, I'm going to do me 45-minute set, and then I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I get in at, like, fucking 2:30 in the morning.
Where did you end up after it?
Just in the vault. Just in the vault the whole day.
No, honestly, that was a... It was a good day, but I don't like mixing indie songs.
Oh, I remember you saying it.
There's nothing to it. Like, there's literally nothing to it.
No, it's shit.
And... It bores me. It really does bore me.
The crowd were loving it, though.
I know, but let's be honest, everyone in that crowd did not want to hear fucking Killers or Arctic Monkeys.
Kasabian.
It's fucking, yeah, it is shite. Like,
everyone wanted the Rammers.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is,
isn't it? The tunes.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, what have you been up to?
I think Charlie's been not sleeping.
Yeah. Been getting really, like, wound. Like, you can tell when I'm, like, in my wound up, like, fed up with people's state.
Are you emotional at people?
Like, yeah, I'm
no,
really,
no, you are.
Like,
I noticed
very,
this.
Yeah.
You're very...
There are stages throughout, like, where when I go through where, like, there's the side of me where, oh, I love people, I love everything about me, and then there's a stage of me where I fucking just want to murder everyone.
You want to, you know, like, Raoul Moat? A bit like him. Raoul Moat style.
Bit extra. Are you just been on about getting this podcast cancelled?
Yeah. A bit extra. Yeah, maybe not on the same line, but yeah, I've been... you can tell because I've been arguing with people on Twitter.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that is not a good look.
Yeah.
Never
really
a good look.
Really
well, it's all downhill from there.
So I've started at, like... it's not a part-time job, but technically a part-time job.
Yeah.
There's this IPTV service that I joined... and back in November, just randomly, that I brought for myself.
ITP,
and
what?
IPTV. So you know the people that like got like 30 years for like streaming football and like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
It's hypothetically illegal streaming.
And so... Putting that out there for everybody to...
Yeah,
this is
everyone's
all,
hearing this.
This is all story-based and fictional, so... This is all fairy tales. This is all just hypothetical if this were to happen. But so this job... Basically, there was a staff application on this Discord server, and I just applied for it like at 2 a.m. one night, and it just gave me it. And all I have to do is help 60-year-old men like how to get their 3 p.m. kickoffs.
I thought that was going to lead to somewhere else.
it could have easily gone somewhere. I think it might do in the future.
It's fine. we all have to work to get our money, don't we? Fuck it. Anyway, so Earl, you're back on.
Yeah.
Well, you've been on to quite a bit. You don't stop.
I don't know where to start on this.
Because, obviously, from the last podcast, I was going to Ibiza.
The plan was... You were going to go to Ibiza and then you were going to come back.
Yeah.
And, like, the day you come back, you were going to do an episode, wasn't you?
But I got very, very poorly, which was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, dear.
I missed Ibiza.
That was funny, by the way.
It wasn't funny at all.
It was hilarious, was it?
Because, I'm sorry, but like the images that you posted to us.
I know, honestly.
It was all like, lad, he looks like Death Doors.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
I look fucking yellow.
Look at Simpsons character.
So, obviously, with that was very fucking stressful. And do you know what? I still tried to go to work on the Sunday. I was in A&E on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
I had a gig in Liverpool. Wow. And I was still trying to go.
You were like, oh, fucking hell, come on, hurry up here.
Honestly, it was a fucking nightmare, but like that is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me, by far.
I phoned you,
yeah,
and you were sat there in the waiting room, and you was ordering a Subway to the hospital.
Foot long, yeah. What are you ordering?
Well,
meatball marinara?
I ain't ate properly for fucking days, and then my mum was like, I'm going Subway. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to have to scram this in. But, like, did you see the picture of me face when it was all swollen and all my throat?
Maybe.
Do you want me to get this up now?
Is this one of the pictures we release on the promo?
You can have all these pictures, but...
I don't think we want to scare away the listeners.
No, it's very, very scary, to be fair.
Horrific.
It looked wrong.
Look how swollen my head is.
Wow. So Earl's showing me a picture here on his phone.
It's bonkers.
And his head is...
It looks like one-sided, doesn't it? Have you noticed? Do you know what I mean?
God, yeah.
And then, obviously...
It is a bit Homer Simpson vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fucking... Yeah. I'll show you this video as well. Like, it's me on... Do you know, because there's close friends vlogs and all that stuff. And it's me, like, dying in bed. And I sound like Darth Vader and everything.
Oh, my God.
It is fucking terrible.
Wait, so what happened?
So...
Are we allowed to indulge in this?
Yeah, sure.
You're gonna...
So
on the Sunday...
No, this was.
Fuck off! We're not like you, Charlie.
Yeah, I know. Go on.
No, so I'd been complaining for like a month that I was ill.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, "Oh, you're probably just depressed."
To be fair, it's like boy, you cried wolf at this point because you always go to everyone, lad. I am ill. Like
no.
And then, but when you are actually ill, no one believes.
No
you.
One
exactly.
Believe. I see.
I swear. But like,
you're just depressed.
No, my mum said...
You need to have a walk.
She was like, you're probably depressed because obviously it wasn't long after the breakup. And then she was like, you're on literally 5-day benders. So
that can't be doing much good for the good old body, can
well,
it?
Well, that's what I mean. And I thought, oh, yeah, she's right. Yeah. And then I fell asleep and then she had to ring A&E, about 111 or whatever. So they took me in. I ended up collapsing in A&E.
Fucking hell.
But the best part about that was it was in A&E.
Yeah.
And when I went under, all I could see was them love hearts from Minecraft.
What?
No, honestly, I swear that is the God's honest truth.
Love hearts, if one hit is going to kill you.
I remember waking up thinking, Jesus Christ, is that how many lives I've got left? Because obviously it was out of it. And Norton went, how many have you got left? I was like, fucking loads.
You are like a cat because you have got like 9 lives. Like, you've nearly died at least 5 times.
Easy. A lot of times.
Well, so you're getting close to your 9 lives then?
No, there was a lot on there. Got...
It's what we bond over.
No, there was a shitload. But
near-death experiences.
Near-death experiences.
Then I found out I had loads of different infections. And then they basically put a drip in me at first.
Yeah.
And missed the fucking vein.
Oh no.
And
I can't talk about veins actually.
And then
Steve hates
put
by
another
the way,
one in.
Hates anything like towards the veins, blood, anything.
I can watch a beheading. I can go to boxing and blast my nose open, blood everywhere,
and be
fine.
But if you get a...
If you talk about, like, needles and veins, I could very, very seriously pass out.
Well...
No cannulas for you,
well,
Eddie.
That picture where I look like I've got fucking jaundice. Because, like, they put another one... It's on that picture, like, you can see there's one still in my arm with nothing in it.
Yeah.
Which missed the fucking vein.
What do you mean they missed the vein? They just shoved it in.
Happened
to you as well, didn't it, Charles?
Oh, mate, I mean, I've had a million, and nurses sometimes, yeah. Right? They've done...
It was going into
bits,
nothing.
Fucking...
You know what they should... They should hire, like, smackheads to do it for you. They'd know, wouldn't they? They'd get it on the fucking...
Olympic gold medalists.
Yeah, right. I had it when I was, like... When I first went into hospital, I was fat fuck, right? So, like...
I agree.
You couldn't find my veins for the life of me. They were sat there smacking my arm like for about half an hour.
Fucking
so, like,
turn the key on
you. You need to be leaned for them to find your veins easy. Like the third or fourth time, it's like fucking hell. Like,
yeah, they must have been foot with mine if they was foot with yours.
Nah, mate. It's
Jesus
it was so
Christ.
Bad with the both of us. Yeah.
So they missed it.
Yeah.
And they put another one in.
And they put another one in the other arm. But then they give me antibiotics already.
Yeah.
And. Like, I don't know the full extent of what happened, but they've put more antibiotics through this drip.
They've rammed you up with antibiotics.
That's really bad, you know.
And then
that's really bad. Like, if it's not going straight into your vein, and then
No. This was fine.
Oh, you mean if it was going into the muscle or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But then they'd after it all, they said, "Oh, you've got this infection, blah blah blah, and you've got liver damage."
And, which I was not surprised
but
about.
But this is the best.
Was that? Yeah.
No,
was that
honestly,
coming anyway?
This is the
which
best part.
It wasn't linked to everything he's ever done.
I swear to God, my mum turned round in a most finger post voice and went, "Is it because he's a pisshead?" And they said, "No, like we're really sorry. It's what we've caused." And I was like, "Shit!" Yeah, but when I've been going out to town, people have been like, "Oh, was it all the drink and drugs?" And I was like...
I have a hard time believing it.
And I went, "I want to give you the cool answer."
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not.
It's not. What do you think it was then?
What do I think? What was?
Like, what caused it all then?
They just said...
Just everything.
Like, your body's been run down.
Yeah.
And you've just picked up these infections.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just happened to be...
Yeah, but your body's been run down. Why has it been run down?
No, they've just picked
that's
it up.
That's Charles saying that while he was doing what? Fucking 50 bicep curls before they get started.
Yeah, but that's health and wealth.
They just said something like, it's just, you've just happened to have like all these infections at one
it's
time.
It's hit you.
And it's ruined you. But honestly, I'm not joking now. That is the worst thing I've ever experienced.
Was it painful? Like, what were your symptoms? Just, like, absolutely fucked?
Like, I just thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Like, I was fucked. But the...
your deathbed.
Yeah. You can correct me on this. What's that camera called up your nose?
Oh, an NG.
Yeah, I had one of them.
Oh, yeah.
But my mum ran out, and my auntie was at the side of my bed.
Had
like,
to get your Subway.
Literally.
Wait
like,
a second, let me get a Subway.
No, this was the first night, this. And fucking... My auntie was at the side of my bed like fucking Mickey off Rocky. She was going, "Come on, you can fucking do it."
Honestly, it's so funny your nan as well. Like.
No. And then, she said you could see the light of the fucking camera down your like throat and stomach.
While it was in?
Yeah.
Oh my.
For context, an NG is like, imagine someone just like taking a big fucking tube.
Yeah, I've had it before.
Have you had it
before? Yeah,
so
we
all know. Fucking, just put it up your nose.
You put it up the nose,
like,
don't they?
Fucking make sure that you don't fucking it's horrible, innit?
How far do they go down, though?
All the way to your stomach.
Actually, mine didn't go all the way to your stomach.
Depends where they need to go, innit? But...
Mine was absolutely rough, but...
Wait, could you feel it in your stomach?
No, you can't feel it.
No, I think I only felt it when it went up my nose and, like, down. Like,
it's
when it got past your throat... It was fine.
Yeah, you're taking it.
Do you know what? Like when I had the NG, but I didn't have a camera with it.
Yeah.
So I had one that linked. So they left it in there for like days. Like,
oh shit, he did it. Yeah.
It linked up to a bag, so everything that I ate was the sick coming out of it.
Oh
right?
Man.
But when I was in bed.
I remember, yeah, because I FaceTimed you.
I was showing him his sick bag on me.
Look at this.
It was there, but I remember waking up at 3 a.m. And this is when I had the tube coming out this side and that side and whatever. But, like, I turned round and I felt loads of wet on my side, on my bed.
No.
And the tube had come out the bag, which meant all the fucking sick had spilt onto my bed at 3 a.m. But I couldn't move, right?
Yeah.
So I was just like, I was just pressing this button. Help me! Yeah. It
was a rough experience.
So how long were you in hospital for them?
Just in and out all weekend. Yeah. Like, literally, this gets the best part.
Yeah.
So they sent me home and said, come back if you're feeling worse in the morning. By God, I was bad.
He was back and forth. I remember. I was asking Ellis. So I was like, where is he?
I remember the last time that I went in, I was waiting in A&E for about 12 hours.
God.
And then they decided to tell me mum, just bring him back if he's not breathing.
What? He's not breathing?
Hold on a sec.
Like, my throat was that bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, obviously you've just seen that picture and that was at the start of it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So my mum took the piss and said, do I ring an ambulance or just bring him myself? And she's like, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. What the fuck?
Do you know
what's
so funny?
I was just like...
so they're just letting you die there?
Yeah. Literally. Because, like, my mum made a good point of, what if that gets worse and affects your breathing?
What is the window from you being not breathing and then...
I know, yeah.
Exactly. And what if it was in my sleep or whatever? Like, do you know what I mean? So,
they give you a body bag as well? Bring him back in this.
Yeah.
I phoned Ellis.
As long as it's a Gucci body bag.
That's all that matters. Coming in style.
I phoned Ellis and I was shitting it because I saw the story and I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I was trying to get in contact with you. Phoned Ellis. And Ellis was like the most not arsed person ever.
Just
he was
chills.
Like, all right, lad. Yeah, he's in hospital at the moment, lad. Don't really know.
Let's be honest,
he's
probably playing COD.
Yeah, he don't have to know. Yeah, yeah.
Don't
really
fucking bother me.
All right, bro. See you in a bit. Like, just like, can you tell me what's going on?
What's happened?
Yeah, what's going on? Can you tell me? Is he dead?
But what I will take from this experience
is, I see.
Here we go.
I've had a completely different life since.
To be fair, this man has stopped drinking, haven't you?
Stopped drinking. I'm like teetotal.
Different outlook.
Yeah. And, like, I did Glastonbury sober, which was, to be fair, a couple of my mates did message me saying, you know what, fair play, that's some absolute fucking...
powerful mover.
Yeah, it is difficult.
Because, you know, that was the only thing that was shitting myself about, and I thought, I'm going to go maybe take some mushrooms or something, but I was just like, do you know what, no, I'm sticking to it, and I'm 68 days sober now.
Sober, and how do you feel? Good?
Fucking
strong.
Amazing. It's weird, it's what you're meant to feel like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the norm.
I can go my whole life thinking I'm never going to suffer a hangover again.
I'm really happy.
Wow. What the hell? So where did that come from then?
Because they said with the liver damage that you can't drink for 6 weeks at least. You can't lift, you can't go to the gym, whatever.
Yeah.
And my first checkup was in a month and they said, everything's fine. The only thing wrong was the protein levels because the antibiotics.
Oh, Charles, you know, you
gotta get that salmon,
you know. So you need some antibiotics. But so I did the 6 weeks or whatever it was, month, I can't remember. But then I was like, do you know what? Fuck it, I'm just gonna stick to it because I felt that good.
Yeah, you know, that's like Si. He did Dry January.
Yeah.
And he said, like, he felt that good. He felt so much better in what he's doing and everything. He just fucking stuck out for it for like 4 months or something, 3 months, something like that.
I feel more focused
on,
like, obviously things like the dream gig. Like,
it's not the nicotine.
No.
That's the best.
That's the fucking best.
Can we stop with this nicotine obsession, Steve?
That's the only thing I can't get off is nicotine.
I think nicotine's all right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's the worst. I think it's the worst than drinking that. Because you're really badly affecting your lungs and you're just fucking...
What about...
You want to live a long, healthy life. That is the worst thing to... I think it's worse than... drugs is very on the spectrum.
But you were about, like, the smoking, though.
Yeah, it's nicotine. You know what I mean? You're still... And the thing is with vapes, right? As I hold it right here in my hand... We don't know the full effects because there's quite a new thing.
I love how
he's talking.
I'm just literally hitting my vape.
Hitting
right
your
now.
Vape now. honestly, for everyone, the fact that so many people can get addicted to this worse than ciggies, would you say?
Is it because it's cheaper?
No.
Is it not cheaper?
It's because they taste so fucking
good.
Exactly. Oh, God.
I don't think a lot of people are addicted to nicotine. I know I'm addicted to nicotine because we're on them Nordics.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to hit my vape.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
So
yeah, it's taking the edge, isn't it?
It's obviously the nicotine, but I think a lot of people just want the flavour. Yeah. And well, you get so used to just having stuff in your hand, don't you?
Yeah, putting stuff in your mouth.
I think that's a big part of it, the action of doing it. I think people say it helps with your anxiety.
What do you think on the Nordics then, Charles?
I mean,
because you're not smoking or you're not consuming anything negative.
I just think, you know, I think it's just obvious nicotine is bad for you, don't do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think when things are obvious to me, I just go, no.
When you can get addicted to something as well.
Yeah. To be fair, though, like, you know, I'm not asked about smoking or whatever, but I won't touch a drink and I definitely won't be doing anything stupid anytime soon.
Anything questionable.
Yeah.
Feel great. You've got a glow to you. You've got a glow.
I think I've had a bit of a glow up.
Yeah, glow up.
And I've lost a bit of weight as well.
Yeah, I've lost weight.
It all adds up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like 100%.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, obviously, my best ideas come from.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Your mind's focused.
Yeah, it's a million miles an hour, and that's how I love it. Because when you relax,
I know what you mean, yeah.
It feels so much fucking better.
Yeah. You know what's going to be funny is part three of this episode is going to be another complete 180.
Oh, fucking part three is going to be...
It's going to be absolutely trashed.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be an England fucking Euros win or a World Cup win.
This is how bad me focusing on sobriety is that I woke up the other night thinking I'd broke it.
Yeah.
I was shitting it. I was like, shit. Well, did I have a drink last night? And I was like, no.
Questioning yourself.
All I drank was that liquid death, you know, the water. But I think it's the fact that it looks like a can of beer, isn't it?
It's playing on your mind there. But waking up in a hot fever.
I was like, shit. I was like, have I really just done that? But no, I never.
Gotta stick with it, eh?
Yeah.
So, you're in hostel. You've had your... What do you call them, like, life-changing moments like that? Like an epiphany?
You've had an epiphany.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. And then, from then... So you didn't go to IB?
No, I didn't go. But I've been up to...
That was cancelled.
Up to quite a few bits, to be fair. Me and Charlie went to watch Post Malone.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a cracker.
Where was that again?
Manchester Arena.
Manchester, yeah. Post Malone.
And Ray Schremmer.
I personally thought it was a bit meh. No, no.
I enjoyed it, but I think Charlie's got a high expectation of gigs.
No, it's not. It's just like I'm thinking of the price for it.
Do you want to tell Steve where we nearly ended up?
Where did we end up?
We nearly ended up in the Gay Village till fucking 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Could,
yeah, because you're in Manchester, you can't get home after
it. I know, that it was a fucking piss take.
But to be fair, I
would have done a taxi run for you.
Yeah, I know. Actually, yeah, fucking, we'll keep this in mind for the future.
I'll keep that in mind.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, what I said to you...
Get some phone calls.
There's only so much... All right, there is only so much you can do with, like, one person on stage, like, posty, right? But, like, fucking, then I went and watched SZA, who's also one person.
You said that was amazing.
Why? Because you have dancers, you have like on stage fucking.
Yeah,
like,
I thingies. Completely get that.
You have like videos and like. But you put much into it, you're going to get much more out.
I know, but that's the difference between a stadium gig and an arena gig.
No, but it wasn't. They were both arenas.
Were they both arenas?
Yeah.
I thought
even the weekend in the.
Oh, it's the weekend,
mid-
sorry.
Yeah, I went to watch the weekend in the middle of it at the Etihad, and that was a bit shite as well, in my opinion.
That's a bit of a strange one, isn't it?
If I'm just saying, if you're putting on a show and it's going to cost you like 90 to 100 quid...
Yeah. You want...
Fuck it. Put some fucking...
I think you've got to go to Gay Village afterwards. I think that's where it's at.
Yeah. I'd take him to Gay Village.
I was game for it. Like, I was an arse, but...
I think it's great.
The vibe of it.
You know why?
I agree, but... there's no, like, it was fucking... a Tuesday night.
One club was open and that was called Filthy. So never mind.
And Charlie tried to drag us to the Race Remedy after party.
We couldn't find it.
I know. To be fair, we couldn't.
You know what's great about, like, the Gay Village is how many people are, like, toned up. You know... Everybody's in good shape.
But yeah, because the gays.
What, like you?
Yeah, like me. Yeah.
You get mauled around there.
Right, because the gays care about their fucking hygiene and like their things. Like, I would say this, like, so many people come up to me, so many straight lads are like, oh, how can you be like fucking, he doesn't care that much anyway, but like, you know our mates, like, they don't like me talking about anything to do with lads.
Oh, I'm, but listen,
he doesn't care, he loves me talking
honestly,
about it in
me
detail.
And him, sure, me and him it. Share some, because obviously him being gay,
bye.
No,
bisexual. Seems
adamant about that.
Well, seeing as that is my sexuality, no. I am adamant that that's what I am. Actually, it would be a what's one? I don't care if you're transgender or whatever. I'll fuck anything. Me? What does that mean?
Oh my god! No,
what is it called?
I don't know.
Is it non-binary? A pedophile?
What is non-binary?
No, you're not.
No.
How do you not know this? You're in the community.
Is it non-binary or whatever? I don't give a fuck.
I know what you mean. Where it's I know what you mean. Yeah.
I've had sex with a trans person.
I think you've had sex with multiple trans people, haven't you?
No, one.
Just one?
Yeah.
No.
One trans person.
But
anyway, the point of the matter is like most lads think, like straight lads think, oh god, lads are like that. But they actually have more hygiene and more like healthier than fucking most women.
100%. You know, because I've had some moments where I'm stood in bar 44 and I'm looking around it. Everybody, the guys and the women, fucking disgusting. You're like, yeah, fucking
stink.
And then I've been in gay bars where it's just full of gay people, and like you said, it's just like there's everybody. The level of like the health and like, you know, how do you describe the level of like,
just like the way they look? Yeah, they take care of what they look.
You can tell
like.
They're just healthier.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a chwonk in the community, they call me.
Hell.
I'm a chwonk.
Oh my god, chwonk. Apparently, what
am I?
A bear.
I'm a bear, apparently. Because of the tash.
You're going bear mode?
Yeah, the bear.
Bear mode's going, get those shugs going, get the pillows.
But the thing is,
up.
That's it. Like, but I will say, the gays are horrible, I hate them all.
But you can say that because...
I don't know, like, the prestige gays are fucking horrible.
Prestige gays?
Yeah, because you get women that think they're the shit, right?
Yeah.
But there's always one gay lad in the group that they all big up. You know, they're like slay queen and all this shit. And they become this prestige gay, and that's what we call them.
Bloody hell, this has been building all
Sorry, this has been building. Yeah. I've had so fucking many hell, experiences.
I think we need to open Charles up here. What's
it's
going
really
on here?
Really bad. I've had
fuck
I
the parts of
Will
Ralph. This is Charlie's podcast now.
I hate gay people. Carry on.
Right, so should we talk
moving
more?
On
yeah, let's move it on.
Let's move it on. Keep it moving.
So Pat, what, Post Malone, I went to see Motley Crue.
Yeah, sorry I didn't come to that, bro.
No, it's all good.
I woke up that day.
I was told off for being too loud at a Motley Crue concert.
What do you mean?
What
do you mean?
Yeah.
You have to expand on that.
So, we was pushing through. And
who did you go with, by the way?
It was me, Tom Harold, Jade.
Fucking Tom.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm getting to.
What a
because
crap.
Tom's was even worse. And what I got kicked off at for.
Yeah,
go on.
So we pushed through. We found a little bit of a space.
Yeah, good space, good spot.
Some fucking guy, little man syndrome, starts kicking off because Tom Harold is too tall.
What, at
he's
a concert?
Not even that tall. He's what, 5'11"?
I think he's not that much taller than me, is he?
No, he's not that tall. He might be 6 foot.
I don't think he's 6 foot.
Do you think so? 5'11"?
No. And
he must be 5'11". He's tall. He is tall, but he's not fucking 6'4".
So he got kicked off for that. And then Tom kept his cool. And then he started kicking off about me talking too loud.
What?
I didn't even open my fucking mouth.
At a concert?
Not any concert. This is a fucking Motley Crue,
we're about
Death
Motley
Crue. Leopard concert.
Right, so how did that even start? So you're standing in the crowd?
Right, we're standing in front of them. And then he goes... You're too tall to Tom. And then Tom's like, what the fuck are you on about? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what the fuck?
And then he starts going, are you with him? You're talking too loud or something like that.
Was he on his own? Who was he with? His wife?
I bet his wife fucking hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah. Like, shut up, shut it.
Listen, love, I've got a couple of tickets for Motley Crue.
Oh, I'll come. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I know you. I can picture him perfect now.
He definitely drinks Monster.
Yeah.
No, but it was a really good gig, but that festival was shit.
The Limb. Livin'.
Yeah. It's absolutely dog shit.
Yeah.
I won't go back unless, like, someone stupid's headlining.
Wait, why was it so bad?
Because one half the festival was really nice.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of people.
Yeah.
And then the other side was just fucking full of dickheads. Like, it was weird. It was like, literally, you walked 10 fucking metres and it was like, one side was St. Helens, one side was Wigan.
Fucking hell.
So did you, wait, you actually got kicked out?
No, we didn't get kicked out.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, we just got kicked off. Imagine the fucking story. Yeah, we got kicked out for being too loud for a Motley Crue concert.
Was it good, though?
It was really good. And my caption on Instagram, Tommy Lee Loves Tit, is because he got up on stage. He got to the front of the stage.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we've got all this here, but I haven't seen a pair of titties.
And he posted his cock on Twitter, didn't he?
Yeah. Did and he? All these girls started getting the fucking... Tits. Oh,
fair play to the fella.
He's a fucking tripod.
Yeah, he's
a tripod. Jesus Christ.
That's the strongest I've ever seen. I'd post it if it
was my original caption was going to be something about Tommy Lee's cock.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought it'll get tucked down.
He is a wild human, him.
One of my heroes.
One of your heroes.
Yeah.
Top level elite humans.
He is literally one of my...
Idolise.
I tried to get Jade to take a picture of me with... Tommy Lee on the screen.
Yeah.
Me and my hero.
And that guy behind you, like, fucking hell, sort yourself out.
Honestly, it was fucking, it was great. But yeah, I've done that. Oh, wait, was it Eurovision after this podcast? Oh, yeah, it was because
yeah,
it was the.
Yeah.
Because obviously the doctor said, oh, you shouldn't be going out, blah, blah, blah. You should rest.
So we went out.
So I was invited to Eurovision. And
what do you mean, invited to?
The Eurovision. You know the one at the waterfront?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they did the gig?
Yeah.
It was Charlotte Church, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, and is it Fleur East from X Factor? Honestly, one of the best gigs I've ever been.
What?
Yeah.
Better than Motley Crue?
Do you know what? In terms of having a laugh, it was fucking up. I swear to God, that was literally... I don't know if it's because I've just, obviously, been through all that.
You've got your new lease of life.
But, went
Everything's
there.
Everything's shiny again.
Absolutely wired on... Cans of coke. Yeah. Swear.
Didn't know where you was for 3 days.
AWOL. Literally AWOL.
Literally. Like, I went come back there. On a Monday. He'll be like,
he found like Rambo in a monastery.
I went up there and went up on my own to meet Michael Ash and like all them, and ended up staying at my cousin's.
Yeah.
But like, obviously, because I was sober, I was in bed at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and my cousin
tucked up.
Was like still singing Saint songs at 5 o'clock. I remember waking up and I was like, it's fucking light.
Yeah.
And he's still going at it. But then the morning after, we went to Saints versus, I can't remember who was playing, but he was still fucking levered.
Yeah,
and we
going for it.
And then we watched the final in the Mountford Hall in the Guild.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate, what a funny night.
What?
Cousin fell over.
What a wild experience that is. See, wait, so you went to the Saints game in the middle of, like, being at Eurovision?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was great, honestly.
What a way to mix it up there.
It was fucking mad, but I had to go home, get my stuff, because I was staying another night. And then, literally one of the best weekends I've had. It was just funny.
Yeah, yeah, one
and
of those good
And Finland,
times.
Oh my, that cha-cha-cha. Have you heard it?
I think I know what you mean, yeah, yeah.
Mate, what a bang. So Baggy Mondays played that at Glastonbury. And I'm like going wild over it. And fucking Norton, Ellen, they're like, what the fuck are you... Like,
yeah,
what is this? And I'm like, cha, cha, cha.
Get into this, fucking booming.
But it was great. And then what else have we been up to recently? Should we check my Instagram?
Yeah, that's a good...
That's a good indicator.
A good archive of madness.
So... We're talking Westfest as well before.
Yeah.
That was... did you go to the Brass by any chance?
I didn't know, but I heard there was a...
I got a picture with the drag queen.
Yeah.
And
what was her
and
name?
She got tits out.
Did you? Wow.
For me and Norton.
Wow. Now we're talking.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it and we've got... I've been doing a few gigs recently.
Yeah.
Been gigging like you.
There we go. The circuit.
I ended up in the Sterling Star for Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah, seen that,
Which,
I had a problem with, by the way.
Why?
Because they put... Because they went resident at Vault Nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you couldn't be more fucking wrong in my entire life. Like, come on. Like, you're supposed to be like a newspaper. You don't know that it's, first of all, not a nightclub and that don't have residents at all.
I'm a resident at Vault.
You can't say someone's a resident at the Vault.
Do you think you played the most there? Who's played the most?
I've 100%.
Simmy's close now.
No. Yeah, I was DJing... like
before it was open
years before,
so I seen that in the newspaper. Now
probably Sam Ragu, to be fair.
No, I've definitely played the most
on the previous podcast. You were saying, weren't you, about the fact that they haven't put you in the newspaper?
Yeah, and it happened.
Yeah, and it happened.
Honestly, but you know, they did a good piece. And you know,
yeah, it wasn't a hit piece.
It wasn't.
Do you research?
No, I'm only joking.
I think they could have done... No, I'm sorry, but I feel like they could have done more about you.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair,
it was
though,
very basic. Like, they called you over the phone.
Yeah.
Get you in, like, talk to you, like, in person. Like
That newspaper is a bit weird. They do a few, like, stuff where you're like, oh, what the hell is...
I feel like they could have put in...
I think us two together could do a better job running that newspaper.
100%. I mean, of course we know you, but like...
Yeah.
All you have to do is like... I feel like a phone call was a bit fucking...
Yeah,
you know,
to be fair...
You could have at least listened to the last podcast episode.
Yeah, you know, right? Well, yeah, it's
But
not
the article
hard.
Was done in like a day, to be fair.
Yeah, blasted it through.
A couple of things like I've got left there on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The Dream...
Oh, the Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Should we talk about the Dream?
Or do you want to save it? We need to talk about Glastonbury.
Yeah, let's talk about...
Well, that was the second thing.
Oh, is that the second?
Right. Let's talk about the Dream and the idea.
The Dream.
What you've got.
So, next...
It's your dream.
The Dream is my dream.
It's not his dream. There's a bigger dream, what you want, kind of.
Well, there's a bigger dream going on.
Well, no, what you want.
Oh, yeah. So, the bigger dream is obviously Saints.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying...
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I would do... anything to
this
sell
is
out.
Your stepping stone.
What a holy dream that is.
So, obviously, since being... I've thought about this for ages, but since
it's
being
been on
so...
Your mind,
like, I've just been like, I'm focused. I was like, I'm really determined.
Tuned in.
I'm motivated for like the music and stuff like that because, you know, I've realised that rather than chasing money, like doing what you want to do is actually really fucking good. Because, like, when I think about, like, obviously qualified to be the barber and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I do want to do it, but I think that's just on the back burner for now. Because it's just like, I want to DJ, and I want to do the music. I've spent years being like, oh, no, I can't fucking do it.
That's, you know, there's a Japanese concept called the ikigai.
Yeah.
That's your ikigai.
Yeah, exactly.
Going for your dream, what you want to do.
Yeah. So,
ikigai. You said that before.
I know, I always say that to everybody. Okay.
I rang Jamie, who does like event management and stuff, and I said, what's the chance?
Jamie Ian's mate?
No, not Jamie Actuals.
No.
Jamie Files.
Oh, I see.
So he does like event management. I said, what's the chances of doing the Dream gig?
Yeah.
And straight away, it was like, no.
No.
Not happening.
Straight up, no.
And then I went, is it possible? And he was like, probably not. I was like...
Wait, when did you ring him?
This was month, like... Probably
a bit of time ago,
like mid-May.
Yeah, I see.
So anyway, like it got to the point where he was like, yeah, it's doable. And then do you know what I mean?
Talked him into that.
No, because I was just like, it's doable.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, you know, what about traffic? What about getting people up there and stuff? And what about getting the stage? I was like, there's literally things up there for the council to get up there.
Yeah.
So... anyway, he sorts all that out. But the idea is a gig in front of the Dream.
Yeah.
And it's 500 cap.
Yeah.
So, and then, 499, let's get that legal before someone brings it up.
I see.
Council.
What happens if it would a dwarf make that up to 500? Or would you let a dwarf in? If it was on 499?
9 and a half.
Would it be a half? Do you think you could let us?
I think so too.
Is he class as a
human? Nah, but you've got to class him as a person. It's 2023, Steve.
Wow.
Anyway.
See, that's not a question for me.
No.
I'm just the promoter in this.
Okay, I see.
So, yeah.
Or a vegetarian.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Cancel all them out. They don't count.
They're not invited.
They're not real people.
But, it'll be the 1st of June next year.
The 1st? So you've got a date?
Yeah.
You've got a date sorted?
That, right, so the permit is in at the minute.
Yeah.
I'm waiting back on
so
that.
So the council are mulling over it?
No, so it's Forestry England who own the land.
Oh,
so I'm waiting back for a permit from them. Yeah. And then the licence will go in.
I see.
But if possible, if it sells out straight away, I'm going to go for the Sunday and the Friday.
Wow, turn into a full weekend.
A full weekend.
What about camping over?
You've got no chance.
No, they won't allow that.
No.
It's big enough though, isn't it?
No, it's too like the fucking woodlands.
I think someone will die, me. I said this to you. You said it to me, I thought someone's going to die there, me. Someone's going to slip and fall or something.
That's one way to immortalise it if someone dies.
Yeah, you know? To be fair, yeah. But imagine it being you as well.
No, why would it be me? I'm no longer living life.
You know, if you died, your head would replace the dream's head.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Definitely.
Let's plan it.
I know, I thought I'd get a statue next to Johnny Wellies, Johnny Vegas, and Jack Bennett.
The icons of Saint.
That's the only good thing that's come out.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how much you'll need? And can we not talk about the prices?
Too much logistics.
No,
off the podcast.
No, because.
So what is your plan for it? You said 500, 499 cap.
Yeah.
One stage,
yeah. That's all it's big enough for.
Artists playing for the whole day.
No, I'm headlining.
You're headlining. Mm. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
It's my. Listen, like I said to my mum, I said, this is my fucking Nebworth.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
This is my Spike Island.
Yeah. Peak.
Literally, like, the only thing bigger than that round here would be the Saints Stadium.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The
Vape Dome.
Literally, that's all there is. But it's like, to get to the stadium, you've got to make some fucking... Imagine if I put these tickets on sale and it does 100.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? It's not going to... I'm not going to get to that point, am I?
Yeah, I get you.
But if it does... several thousand across how many days?
Yeah. You fucking smashed it.
Shit, not overselling it. No, I'm only joking.
Days.
No, if it does sell out over consecutive days, then...
You can maybe go up the next step. Get to the stadium.
See, that's the problem, because you're going from 500.
Mm.
Well, you know, if you did 3 days, it's 1,500.
Yeah.
But then... The capacity on the stadium floor would be 10,000.
Is it?
Mm.
Fuck. Wow.
So, what?
I think there's got to be some... You've got to pull out some stuff.
I wouldn't have any seated at Saints, by the way.
Everybody stood up.
Yeah, because there's no point. But I know it sounds like a dickhead saying it, but like in terms of how many years it's off, I don't think it's that far.
What, the stadium?
Yeah.
You think you're close? You think you're tuning in?
It depends how this dream gig goes.
Yeah.
But that is my ultimate fucking, like, right, here we go.
Now we're talking. So you've only got, the first, what day is it so far that you've got?
The 1st of June.
Is that a Saturday?
Yeah, it's bang in the middle of Park Life and Neighbourhood Weekend.
Oh, I see. Yeah, wow.
See, I wanted to do Maybank Holiday, but Neighbourhood's on, so...
Yeah.
It's literally down the road, innit?
Yeah.
And I don't know if traffic or whatever affects...
Quite a few people go to that as well, don't they?
Mm.
Not saying they would choose that over yours, but...
Yeah. But they are two different events, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like, one's indie, one's... I'm going to say not dance music, because that's what the council heard.
Oh, I see. So you're not playing any dance music?
No, I am. Let them fuck it. Yeah, it's going to get absolutely... railed everywhere. The dream is it'll be going off.
Do you think it'll be, you know what? Oh, you know, it'll be so good. Wicker Man style, The Dream.
burn someone.
Get a big fucking effigy burning.
Yeah. Burn you at the end. burn you at the dream. We do a big sacrifice. I think the council will like that. I'll get you in the star.
So this plan is very unique, isn't it? For St. Helens.
Yeah.
Who else is doing stuff like this in St. Helens?
Well, no one wants this is what we were talking about the other day. No one wants to do it in St. Helens. Everyone wants to go away from St. Helens.
The problem is that you're having... no one will do it.
Yeah.
And the council...
Nobody's got the balls to do it.
No one's got... See, the thing is, it's like...
But no one wants to, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know, like, so, you know, after all the things that I've done in, like, music, I can't get a gig in town.
Yeah.
Apart from the Vault.
Yeah, but that's because everywhere else is a shit show, though.
So, what I'm essentially doing is just thinking, right, I play in the Vault.
Yeah.
That's my town thing. I don't play anywhere else.
Yeah.
You did used to play in Imperial a bit, though.
Yeah, the Terrace.
Yeah, but then Ian doesn't like the music. He said it's too heavy.
It's too heavy.
But
it's...
he gets stuff that plays for fucking 16-year-olds to get that crowd into. Yeah, no, it's not good. Fine.
But...
No bueno.
It's like... So now I'm just like, well, if I can't play in town, I'll just make my own gigs, knowing damn well that it's going to fucking sell out.
Do it yourself.
Well, could you... like? So, obviously, we were talking about it. There's, you know, there's people that you know that have gone on... and kind of, you could say that they've gone on and got a residency somewhere else, but in like Liverpool or something.
Yeah,
they've gone to Liverpool and they've gone right. That's where I'm doing my gigs and that's where I'm getting the notoriety. Yeah. But you've kind of stayed in St. Helens. Do you think it was a bad idea to stay here, or do you think you would want to go to Liverpool? Or you still could go.
Because
you have done Liverpool.
Yeah, of course.
And
but
you've done big events in Liverpool. But like, do you think at this point you could say, "Nah, I want to do St. Helens"? What's making you choose?
The whole thing now is because I'm really motivated with it. It's sort of like I'm just doing stuff that I would enjoy.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for.
Is he a Ricker guy? You're doing your Ricker guy.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And you're putting St. Helens on the map.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that. But it's just like now, if I didn't have another gig up until that dream gig, I wouldn't be asked.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Like, but I do want to get back into it, like, properly and, like, you know, do different places and stuff, but...
So you don't care about doing, like, the weekly gigs fucking that people offer and shit like that? Like, if somebody came to you from, like, Liverpool, let's say, fucking... What's a buyer's club, right?
Oh, buyer's club wasn't... Kitchen Street or something like
let's
that.
Let's say someone, said, all right, come and do a weekly fucking... You're be a resident and you just fucking...
I would in Kitchen Street, though.
Would you?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, fair enough. Like.
Only because I just love it in there.
Yeah,
like, but
you get food in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Kitchen Street. Yeah. I don't know. I've not been in
through the day. Either way.
I've not been for years.
Is it right on the front?
The last time I went to Kitchen Street, I watched Mark Rebier.
The guy
with the fucking keyboard.
Yeah.
And the little drum pad.
He's on TikTok sometimes. Like, he does those videos.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Does that tune, Stop That Rape?
What?
It's like, Stop That Rape.
Yeah.
Like, why was he in there? Just fucking doing a gig. It's quite big, isn't he?
Yeah, he's massive. He did Coachella main stage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's really good. Really talented.
But, like, would you... That's my point. It's like, so you want to do these, you know, these big events that take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, focusing on you... being just an artist
or just grinding a job,
but also to do that plan of going elsewhere and whatever, I want to get some music done before anything.
I've said this for years. Like, it annoys me that you don't do the music.
Yeah,
exactly. What do you mean?
like, do you know, like, make producing?
Oh,
like,
I have your own stuff. Yeah.
You kind of produced. I don't know if it would have got cleared properly, but was it? What is the Funkamental one?
Oh, Flashback.
Yeah, would that have got?
Ooh.
That I thought I'd never heard. Like, what was the original? Was it
Calvin Harris Flashback?
Right. I thought that was decent. Like, when you put that out.
The thing is, it's like, I don't know what, like, sound I want to go for at the minute.
80s hair metal.
Just do it.
I think 80s glam metal.
Like, that appeal to you. You love some music so much. Don't do indie or anything like that. Like,
oh, yeah,
just do your dance. Do different types. Like, come
well,
up
that's,
with
Italian.
That's one,
do Italian.
That is one thing I'm struggling with at the minute. Right. So, obviously, been to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
And Motley Crue, whatever.
Oh, have you got a identity crisis?
I'm like, I need a fucking guitar.
Oh, I see.
Like, literally been having a look at a Telecaster.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been like, I need one.
I think you work better as a DJ.
No, I do. I've
seen you
accept.
In a band, and I feel like you would be better with your own, like, because fucking remember that shit band you was in, and he was making
shit
all the
band.
Decisions.
Shit band.
It was a shit
we
band.
We were fucking sick.
It was. Because he was, like, if you come in and, like, did you, like, fucking, you want to be in charge of your
no,
own
me and the
thing.
Bassist did take the piss a lot because we used to get levered.
Yeah.
I can't remember half them gigs, you know.
It'd be rude not to, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the part of it. That's part of it. But, like, I think, I just think you could do better as a, like, an
no,
artist.
I fully accept, like, I'm not one of these, like, I'm not in a band, whatever. I'd love to be.
Yeah.
But I fully accept that I'm just a DJ.
Yeah, you're a DJ.
Yeah, and that's what, like, a couple of years has took of me just being like, oh, do we get back in a band? Oh, but I will tell you something. Some excited news.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Rick Astley and Blossoms did that Smith set.
Oh, yeah,
did you see me on the telly?
Yeah, I've heard about it. I've seen bits of it.
Did you see me with a fucking sunflower on?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, yeah.
Funny that, isn't it?
That was me on Ashley's shoulders screaming Big Mouth Strikes Again.
So, that's a picture, that, isn't it?
Oh, it's
I've seen that, yeah.
It's fucking real. But me and Sappho are meant to be doing a Smith set and I'll be doing the Morrissey part.
What?
That's funny, isn't it?
Wow.
For Clockstock.
That's bold, that. That is bold.
But honestly, I spend my mornings European breakfast.
Yeah.
And then the Smiths on the Alexa. And I will literally dance around the kitchen like Morrissey.
Can't beat it. Cannot beat it. That sounds good, though, doing a Smith set like that.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. Obviously, I'm not going to sound like fucking Morrissey. Well, you'll be surprised.
Are you close?
But it'll just be a laugh. And I just thought, it's only like, I think it's a half hour set.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck it.
Let's mess around. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
So that should be a lot of fun. And I'm headlining the dance tent there.
Yeah.
With This Is England. I don't think I should be saying this.
What do you mean?
Oh, no.
Is England?
I think Sean from This Is England is playing.
No. The one who looks like Pickford, Jordan Pickford.
Yeah. Thomas Turgoose. Yeah. I don't know if I should be saying that. But...
What the hell? What? He's turning up.
Yeah.
Wow.
With me.
What was the Gary Lineker's son?
Tobias.
Did he turn up one time or something?
Yeah.
What was that?
Tobias and George when he turned up with a Rolex on.
I remember telling me that, yeah.
It was like, you're fucking brave.
But Mr. Turgoose is making an appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
C-list actors becoming a DJ is a thing nowadays.
I believe so anyway.
That's pretty cool, that. I'm here for the ginge.
Give your ginger chips, Sean. But yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And I think that would be my summer over for gigs. Like, decently big gigs.
Yeah, I get it, yeah. It's a bit fun there, though, isn't it?
Mm.
Doing a lot more than most people are doing.
It should be a laugh.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the fucking roof off it as well. Both sets.
Fucking blowout.
And doing it sober.
And doing it sober. And that's another thing. With being sober, DJing, I feel so much better. I feel more confident, but...
Confident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I fully accept, as my mates will say, when you're absolutely mandied off your tits, that is when you play your best.
That's when it goes.
I swear, it's like I unlock... Like a new thing.
Well, you got to think, if you think going back to the 80s hair metal, that's how they fucking are, aren't they? That's what they were gelled with.
Yeah.
Being absolutely fucking Slash. Has Slash ever played a gig like where you can walk in a straight line?
Exactly. I didn't believe it, but I do. I know I do.
Maybe you know, like the stageman, showmanship comes out when you're just fucking... absolutely leathered.
See, that's what I'm learning to do now, being sober. Like, yeah, I feel like a bit more. Like, I did one gig sober, and I was like, I feel like I'm more active now than
now,
I was.
I see.
And when we get onto Glastonbury, on about, like, I was one of the most, like, I was out earliest and coming in quite late.
Yeah.
And, like, Evan was dead shocked about it, because he was like, how the fuck are you, like, how the fuck are you dancing like this?
Like, how is it going down like this?
Like, it's like you're off your tits.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah. Well, that's quite primal, actually, that, in a way, isn't it? Just fucking going for it like that.
Yeah, it was mad.
Well, let's talk about Glasgow, shall we?
Oh, mate.
So, what is this, like, your...
Sixth time going, I think.
So, you are a veteran. So
yeah,
I think
close.
It was my fourth or fifth time playing.
Yeah.
And you said it was the best one.
This was,
that's not cliche. Everyone goes, best one yet.
No, no.
So, we're starting this now with, it was the best one.
This was the best Glasgow I've ever experienced.
Wow. Okay.
By far.
Okay.
Because, like, it was obviously very different to what I'd usually done.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I was sober and I saw it completely different.
Went with less people as well, didn't you, this time? Compared to a couple of other years.
Yeah. And
small, intimate
wasn't surrounded, yeah.
And the lineup was fucking unreal.
Yeah.
So, we had the headliners.
So on the Thursday, I watched Eats Everything do a History of Rave set, and I was right in the mixer for it.
Yeah.
You open with K-Class, Let Me Show You. Let me show you love.
I'll probably know that, yeah. Dun, 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 and you're in the middle of it.
I was right in the mixer.
Loving it.
Me, Norton, Eleanor and Evan, just having it.
Flying.
So.
On the Cokes.
I was
Coke
on the...
Zeros.
No,
Diet
they
Cokes.
Had a... Erdinger alcohol free.
Oh, fucking hell.
So that got nailed.
I had a load of Erdinger the other week, non alcohol free. Fucking woke up with a bad hangover.
Oh, like, I used to drink at least five of them a day.
It's got good taste, hasn't it, Erdinger?
It's Moorish, but it gets
really.
Yeah,
it is Moorish. Very Moorish.
But yeah, we watched Baggy Mondays, which was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen him.
I know of him.
Yeah, they just play like indie karaoke, basically.
Yeah,
and then we watched a couple of DJs at that Level stage, which is like the new stage in Silver Levels.
This is on the Thursday.
This is all on the Thursday. We went on a big mosey.
Yeah. See what's going on.
Yeah, Palm Tracks, Back to Back, Job Josie. And it was just fucking...
What was the weather like there as well, the Thursday?
Hot,
roasting.
For the whole time?
Mate, I had me top off. Yeah.
I never get your tits on.
Well, until I put that fucking mankini on. The banana hammock. It was fucking...
banana hammock.
No, one of my mates actually saying, that is a lovely banana hammock.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's fucking...
But...
Sweet hammock.
The biggest disappointment from the weekend come on the Friday, which was Ben Howard.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, really
I love Ben Howard.
Yeah.
And we watched him. He didn't play any fucking bangers whatsoever. No. Just a lot of new shit. I can't remember which song he played. And was just like, are you taking the fucking piss? It got that bad. I was walking out. People in the crowd was like, do you know what he's just done there? Fucking embarrassed himself.
You're nodding your head. Yeah, oh yes.
Everybody was fuming about that set. Who was there?
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. And then we went to watch... watched a band called Shame.
Shame are really good. Shame.
Yeah. I'd never heard of them, but we watched them because we wanted a good spot for...
You're like Shame.
Shame. Like old school punk.
Was that the Friday?
Wasn't
the Friday. That was the Saturday. Because they were on before.
Not Sex Pistols, punk, but like...
I get it, yeah.
They were really good, heavy, though. Like, literally, now, the fucking, like... I'd go to one of the gigs, who else did we watch Friday? Oh, Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
The Churn-Ups. Fred Again. And then Arctic Monkeys.
And
yeah, everyone was saying that Arctic Monkeys was a shit set, weren't they?
But I completely understand from what everyone saw on TV.
Yeah.
Because it's the same with Elton John. I watched it back and went, that is not what it sounded like whilst we were there.
I see. It was different. A different experience. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean, though? Like, in what way?
I don't know.
The sound, the atmosphere.
The sound. Like, because we've seen quite a good spot for Arctic Monkeys. We were right down the middle.
Yeah.
In between both sound booths.
Yeah. You should be getting a good blast of it, shouldn't you?
And even Elton John. Like, we was, like, to the left. And... like, that sounded amazing.
Yeah.
But I think...
Was Arctic Monkeys the last one on the Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the headline.
They were fucking amazing, honestly.
See, I like that view because fucking you should have seen the amount of people on Twitter, mate.
Even, like, Blossoms and Rick Astley doing that set.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you a video on my phone now, and you'll be like, that's not what it sounds like on TV.
Yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Just angry at Arctic Monkeys because they weren't what they used to be.
I know, but you've got to accept it, haven't you?
They slowed down their music, right? And then they did a couple of new... Right, so like that. I mean, do you know what? Scott actually messaged me like halfway through and was like, what are people angry for? So they've got a couple of new albums out.
Yeah.
And their old albums are fucking fast indie rock, isn't it?
Yeah, really? The original. Yeah. The original Arctic Monkeys.
So coming into this gig, he had a laryngitis. And he was slowing down, singing a little bit like a crooner, like a lot of the
songs. That's what he did that when we went watching him in Manchester a couple of weeks ago.
And it's obviously going to slow down the mood a little bit, but it's not that bad. You're still listening to Arctic Monkeys. But there's this new line of songs that incorporates new instruments. It's more of an orchestral vibe to it.
They've changed the sound, haven't they?
Yeah, to be fair,
because he fucking started listening to fucking, I don't know, just random fucking orchestral shit and like Spanish weird shit.
I didn't like that Car album.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of them that I love. Body Paint. That's on my morning playlist.
Yeah, that's the thing getting is, blasted
the,
out.
And the Car, there's some amazing, like the violins and the shit that they put on their album. Like, people on Twitter saying, oh, it's not as good and whatever, like this. I said, like, it's their new albums are actually technically better because of the amount of shit that they have more people on stage now because they've got more instruments and shit.
Like musically better?
Musically, yeah. They're better.
Yeah.
But then again, it's subjective because, like, you could... most songs that are the most popular songs in the world ever, for, like, fucking four chords and you could play them. And
yeah, that's it, isn't
it's
it?
It's just whatever thing people are catching us, but... Even Elton John's music's a shite, if you actually think of music technically.
I love Elton John.
But he was fantastic.
What day was he? Saturday?
Sunday.
The Sunday was it?
Yeah, honestly.
He was the best.
I usually have a good cry on the Sunday, but that's...
Tears come to you.
That is usually because I've not slept for about 4 days.
You're crashing.
Yeah. And, you know...
Spiraling.
The drugs don't work.
Did come through on TV.
Yeah.
Like how good he was.
But he
was fine.
It was amazing, and literally,
no, it was. He was.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I remember being like stood there thinking, Jesus Christ, this is like, this isn't in England.
Yeah, this isn't
on this fucking planet.
Did you stand there? Because I was thinking as well, and I was like, fucking, you forget how many good songs he has. Like,
oh yeah,
he's got a catalog.
I was gonna say catalog of bangers.
The one that nearly brought me, but I sort of saved it in my head was, I guess that's why they call it the blues. Because when it got to the harmonica, I thought Max and Padder.
Shaking like a shitting dog.
The Elster.
Do you know what's funny? Like, you know Jess, before Glasgow, she was asking if I was going. I was like, no. She was like, are you looking forward to seeing anyone? I was like, Elton John. She was like, oh, what's your favourite song? I'll record it. So I was like, oh, Crocodile Rock's my favourite. And then I kind of forgot about it, left it, and then 2 days after, the Glastow came back, it was literally a 3.5 minute video she sent of her recording Crocodile Rock. Wow. I was like, I love you, me. That is so thoughtful. You've actually made my day here, Jess.
It's fucking mad.
What happened on the Saturday, then?
Saturday? What did we do Saturday?
Who was headlining the Saturday?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses,
Right, so...
You didn't go Guns N' Roses, did
no,
you?
No, I was playing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't asked. I didn't want to watch him. And he sounds like Herbert the Pervert on them fucking videos.
He was shit as well. Yeah. It was shit.
So Saturday, watched Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Do his own set, which was absolutely unreal.
What a man he is. He's an enigma.
There was a group behind us laughing because I was shouting, Say to Lynn. Yeah. And he saw my story as well.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah, on Instagram. So that was good. And then we went to watch... Who did we watch after that? I think we watched Lala at Silver Airs. She's a DJ.
Yeah.
And then Rick Astley and Blossoms.
Yeah.
Watched Lizzo for a tiny bit. Liz. And then I had to get off.
Did you not handle that? Because of fucking...
No, because I had to get off from my set. So I got changed in a long drop. Right. Put me mankini on and then put me boiler suit. On and then I lay down next to where I was playing, this tent, like lay down at the back of it.
To gather yourself.
What, with your mankini on?
No, no, I had my boiler suit over it.
I was going to say, like, can you imagine, like, I was seeing that? Yeah, well, that glass, though.
Oh,
full goat shower, hairy goat.
What you can't see on that picture is my balls were too big for that mankini. So I was having a Simon off in between his mom. I remember, when I was DJing with Ollie, like, there was a fan. Like directly blowing cold onto my balls.
Oh,
it was
perfect.
Like a filter, that and I was just like, "This is the best thing ever,
paradise."
But
get your balls out.
No, I needed a minute, was the whole weekend was hectic.
Profound experience.
And
so
I just remember being laid there, like, "What the fuck is this place?"
Yeah,
I was just "It's the best." I think I FaceTimed you, did I? When I was laid down.
Yeah, you was with Morton at one point when you FaceTimed.
Yeah. But oh no,
Norton looked fucked.
Yeah, mate. I'll show you this picture.
Oh my god, they were so I thought.
What do you mean, like absolutely gone?
No, he was just pissed. Like, and he went to me.
Pissed and hot.
Hey, I fell asleep in Silver Hairs before, and I went, "I know, I've got a fucking picture of you right here."
I got the evidence.
It's a cracker. He was absolutely fucking. Have you seen the video of me asleep?
Maybe
that was Norton.
Oh yeah, so the picture you show me is having a good kip there.
Look at this. This was the sleep video. This was our camp. Everyone's just bodies everywhere.
But yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, someone's passed out on the grass there.
That's me.
That was him.
That's you. I haven't seen that video, no.
Yeah, because we went to Scream, the morning.
Yeah.
I left about...
Everybody's passed out.
I swear, mate, I left about 5:30.
What were you dreaming about, mate?
Oh, mate, I thought... Literally.
Erdings.
I got out of my tent, and I was like, I need to sleep. So I got down outside, but me being the dickhead, everyone else got the shade. And you can clearly see on that, I'm in the fucking sun.
Baking.
But I don't know if you can still see it, but... You can see half of the tan.
Oh, were you just lying down?
Where I was just laying down.
I remember, when I went in 2019 and, I fucking woke up early, 6 a.m. Because your tent's boiling in the morning, tent's cold at night. I get out in the morning because it's too boiling in the tent. So I slept outside in the shade, which was a combination of the fucking one tent and mine. And so, but because the sun's obviously moving as the day goes, fucking every hour, it would just move and the shade would move. Then I'd get burnt and I'd roll into the new shade.
I thought
you were going to come up with the story from the last pod about bumping into me at 7 in the morning.
Oh, fucking hell. That was funny. But yeah, fucking, so that was, carrying on Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday, sorry.
So
yeah.
Then you played your set.
Yeah, I went to watch Fatboy Slim.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
he said he was shit.
Yeah, he couldn't get anywhere near it. Like, it was a bit like... Where he was stood, it was near the sound booth, but, you just felt like you couldn't move. And which, something like that, you want to dance, don't you?
Bopping around there.
So we fucked it off, me, Ash, and Liam. We went up to... Shangri-La.
Yeah.
It was me and Ash left, so we queued up for the temple. Oh my god, mate. Fucking class. literally. Have you seen the temple?
Yeah,
mate. Well, Fred again and Black Madonna, or Bless Madonna as she is now, were Bless doing a back-to-back. And then we got in just after it, because it was quite late.
Mm.
Stayed in there. And we walked around Shangri-La, bumped into Eleanor Norton, Ellis and all them. But Eleanor said 30 seconds before, she went, "Oh, we need to find Earl."
What? And then you
and I just bumped into him.
That's the magic.
That's the magic of Glastonbury.
Yeah.
So we went to watch Rossi, who's a minimal tech house DJ, whatever you want to call it. And then Scream was on at 4:30.
Yeah.
Oh no, was he on it? Yeah, he was on at 4:30 or 5:00. I can't remember. But I remember leaving. I left Scream at 5:30.
Yeah.
And the only reason I left was because my legs would not work anymore. I thought, if I was on drugs now, it'd be sound.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I knew for a fact, if I didn't leave at that point, that I would have never made it home. My Apple health was
Who is it questioning you?
35,000 steps a day.
Oh, fucking
so up. Funny when I check Find My on my phone and just see you in the middle of fucking nowhere, like your little fucking pinpoint.
Yeah. It's like
fuck I.
Like literally
in the middle of Somerset.
Because Shangri-La is a massive walk back to your tent.
Yeah,
it is.
Big trek.
20 minutes,
isn't it? I think it's more than that, isn't it? Yeah. But think about that. I had a blister on a load of tours. Yeah. Like, my feet blister a lot at festivals. It's weird.
Yeah,
because you don't wear the right foot. You get new footwear. You need to wear shoes.
The day before. You don't break them in.
No, you don't. You need to wear your shit shoes. You get brand new shoes.
Yeah, I do, to be fair.
Get some walking boots.
I had some very cool wellies on.
Did you? Mm. Oh, wellies are... You blistering wellies anyway, normally, don't you?
Mm. They were boss, but... After that's that video then of me faster kip.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, it was quite chill. Went to watch Fatboy Slim, secret set. Went to watch K-Class, who were like the soundtrack to a Fingerpaws gap.
You need to coin that there. Oh, you need to coin that.
I swear, mate, honestly, like, the best. Like, they're playing Reminisce. That's you know what I mean?
That says it all.
So we watched them. Went to watch Lil Nas X.
Yeah. By the way, just saying that, I think behind Elton John might be the best set of Glastonbury, in my opinion.
What, Lil Nas X?
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I'd agree.
How come? What, just the whole thing?
Put on a show. That's it again.
And Jack Harlow come out.
Yeah.
Look a bit like Jack Harlow.
You reckon? Yeah, actually.
You know, someone said I look like João Felix.
You do a bit, yeah.
A little bit.
But, it was great. And then Elton obviously smashed it.
Yeah.
And I tried with everything, absolutely everything, to stay out on the Sunday night because I was like, you know. And then I think we sat down at Arcadia and it was like, where we was camped, it was like 5 minutes away. I went, you know what? Fuck this. I was like, nah.
No. Wait, what did it feel like when everybody else was like fucking gone and you're sober?
No, it was hilarious because everyone was laughing at me.
Yeah.
Because they was like, how the fuck are you doing this? Like, Evan literally was that fucked on the shrooms that he couldn't get anything out of his mouth other than, you're the sickest kid I know. You're fucking raw. And that was all it was.
That was all it was.
Because I was just... He said, every time he turned around, I was just doing another dance move.
Fucking.
And then, like, I'd just keep switching it.
Yeah, so you were purely in it, weren't you?
Oh, I loved it. Honestly, it was by far the best one I've ever had.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had some absolute crackers over the years, but that one just fucking blew.
What about coming back? Was it depressing?
Yeah. See, I'd been in a good like mindset beforehand, like, but then, like, I have a really bad thing with my phone where if I can't check it, like, because I get that many notifications, I'm like, fuck's sake. I was like, so I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about, because I have to do some fucking, I have to go and self-employed and stuff like that now, so I was thinking about that.
Yeah,
I was anxious, tired, very overtired, and I had several OCD episodes on the Sunday.
What do you think? Is this from not sleeping?
Yeah, it's definitely from not sleeping, because it happens when I'm overtired.
OCD episodes.
So I was just like, fuck, and then I got home, I was just fucking, oh, just depressed.
Did you sleep for a week?
I slept.
Don't talk to me.
You didn't sleep that much.
Yeah, I slept 14 hours the first night.
Wow. Yeah. That's it. Sounds a bit like Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
But then after that, I was in the gym on Tuesday. And then...
going back at it. Here we go.
But I knew I shouldn't have done it because it fucked me over really bad. And it still had me toes plastered up because it was that bad.
Should we wear Crocs?
No.
Hit the gym with the Crocs on.
Could have worked.
It was terrible. Yeah. I'm buzzing for next year. I'm just, you know, fingers crossed, everyone gets tickets and, you know... Taylor Swift's meant to be headlining, so...
Taylor Swift.
I'm fucking buzzing about it.
Have you said anybody else who's headlining?
Taylor Swift's definitely headlining because of the tour.
Yeah,
like, it's bang on. She's doing a Sunday in England every week, apart from that one. So...
Yeah, what's going on?
And the gig the day before is in Wembley, so...
I'm definitely not going to that. Fucking hater.
Mate, I'll be all
every
on.
Gay likes her fucking...
And then, apparently, it's Rihanna. And I think
that would be amazing.
Foo Fighters as well.
Foo Fighters.
Oh, and they're shit as well.
The Foo Fighters play every
they're
year.
They're overrated as fuck.
Do you not like the Foo Fighters?
No, they're shit.
I thought that about Foo Fighters until I watched them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know they do a good set, but they do a 2-hour set when it's fucking boring.
No, they only did an hour this year.
Well, I can't, that's because I can't imagine Foo Fighters being good to watch live. I feel they're really, only good to listen to in the background.
They were really, really good to be fair.
You don't feel happy there,
James. Oh, mate, it's just shit. I remember listening to there was this guy I was talking to, and he was like, "Oh, I'm obsessed, you need to listen to every album." So, just me being fucking me, I had to listen to every fucking album, and literally everything sounded the same.
What?
Just a white woman fucking singing.
What about
that
early
shit.
Stuff? Country stuff?
That shit as well.
Can you imagine Love Story on the Pyramid? That will absolutely go. You just get a load of John. It's like.
She is such an industry plant.
Of course she is.
Do you not think everybody else is, though, at that level?
No, that is an example of an industry plant.
That's the
right
prime
there.
One.
That is a prime industry plant.
Fucking blossomed into
she fucking sings the same shit. Along with that Lana Del Rey as well, she was shit as well.
Oh yeah, she come on half hour late,
yeah,
didn't she?
Because she was getting her hair done.
She's a fucking weirdo.
Fucking getting her hair done.
I'm not a fan of it. You know what?
I like her music, but that was a bit fucking weird.
I only like her music when I'm like really zoned out. I couldn't like tune in to her music and put it on. You know, I have to be like, that's to be 3:30 in the morning, and I'm like driving home or something.
No, I don't mind the music. I think it's boss, but that whole fucking Glastonbury scenario was just. See, I was gonna go and watch her.
And she was doing a hair.
She had a hairstylist on stage with her doing it.
Yeah, because she was fucking late because she wanted.
I've seen that clip.
Yeah,
but I've not watched it back.
Fucking bitch.
But even Charlotte Thompson, who's like a mega fan. Puts it on saying that was a fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah. Shit show. Okay?
Mm. But,
did anybody not turn up?
I can't remember anyone cancelling, no.
Not anyone big, anyway.
Yeah, imagine if Elton John cancelled or something like that.
We was in the rabbit hole, and there
was
a secret...
Coachella, that, sorry.
There was a secret set. I was meant to be Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then, apparently there was a text going round saying, this ain't happening anymore because... No, I love Ed Sheeran.
You don't like Ed Sheeran?
Shit as well.
And they put something to do with crowd control because everyone found out about it.
Oh, I see.
But we was right in the mixer.
You were ready for it.
We was ready. Yeah. And then a fucking band, come on. I've never seen a tent empty so quickly in my life. Not like, because everyone was like, is it Ed Sheeran?
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Wasn't.
You know what you got to do in that situation? If everybody's coming, you're not playing Ed Sheeran, you've got to put a death metal band on there. Just for
fuck
with everybody.
It was a girl with a keyboard and a drummer. That was it.
Wow.
I was just like, this isn't Ed Sheeran. And it was like built to be this big TBA. Like, because they had Loyal Khan the last time.
Oh, shit. He must be the worst person I've ever seen.
Oh, you hate him because of 50 Cent.
Me and Bridgie absolutely.
I love him, but I don't know why he was booked for that.
Oh, my God. Worst decision ever to do that. Fucking.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, they put him on before 50 Cent. It's not.
I see what you mean.
Oh, I grew up in a small house in London, and then fucking me mates used to drive round on a bike, and I used to rap about it, blah, blah, blah.
Is this
fucking
his,
boring.
Is this his album? Oh, well, no. Can't.
Is that what you've been writing?
Fucking boring. Just boring artists. Come on, man. Put some
effort
into it.
Anything else from Glastonbury? Like, there's a lot of stories, but, you know...
What do you mean? There's a lot of stories.
There's a lot of stories. A lot of tales.
Like, stuff that you can't say.
Some of them I can't say. I also got recognised at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
For being someone else or for yourself?
For being me. Which, right, so...
Is that Seth Rogen?
Jonah Hill. Literally, it was... So some lads at the side of us were playing disco and I've gone over speaking to him and I've been like, I'm playing. And he was like, what's your name? I was like, oh, Earl. And he went, Earl Raff.
Straight off the bat.
I swear to God, I just heard Norton and Evan laughing behind me.
Yeah.
And I went red. I was like...
Stood there.
And he was like, yeah, we're from fucking Warrington, us. I was just like... Oh, my God.
There you go. Fans from all over the world there.
I'm sure half of the fucking population in that fucking town went up massively due to Scousers.
What?
in fucking Somerset that week.
Oh, biggest influx of Scousers.
I love Scousers at festivals.
Yeah, they are active.
We went to K class, mate. Oh my god, it was literally Scouser. I love it.
And you can spot a Scouser from a mile away.
Yeah, you can, can't you?
Scouser festivals are hilarious.
Those glasses that hang down with a chain and a fucking cap. Ellis
had a BMW jacket on with a Monterex rig out and 110s.
Wow. Yeah,
110s. That's it. You can just spot them. Jamie Carragher was there. Fucking...
Sean Dyche was at the Pyramid Stage at
was
one
he?
Point.
Yeah. What? Dyche. Fucking hell, Dyche.
Do you watch Line of Duty?
I know of it.
Yeah, I've met someone off Line of Duty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the actors.
One of the actors, yeah.
I still think that Glasgow don't give like rap or hip hop their due enough. I know they had the big thing like a few years ago with Jay-Z and that.
They had like Wu-Tang on a few years ago.
Well, I watched Wu-Tang there.
Yeah, you
But like, they still don't give them their due. Like, they don't still like put them. Or like, the biggest genre in the world is right now is hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still don't give them their due. I know they had Kanye and Jay-Z, but they're massive, but they don't give... Oh, no, well, actually, no, they did
Kendrick
Storm.
Lamar.
They did Storms
in Kendrick. I think you're digging yourself a hole here, mate.
Yeah.
That's the biggest genre. What do you think second?
Pop. Yeah, normal
do you not
pop.
Think, is pop a genre, though?
Yeah.
Pop
well,
don't think
genre,
pop just like covers everything.
No,
too,
yeah. Because like hip hop can merge into genre, but pop is a genre and hip hop's. But hip hop due to like Drake and that has become.
And what's third? Do you think
after that?
Yeah.
After pop and thing.
EDM.
EDM.
Don't know. You know, it could be. Pop and hip hop are the two biggest.
Yeah. So it would be classical music. Spoken word.
Spoken word. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Spoken word podcast.
You know. Would it be like indie rock?
I don't think indie's that big anymore, is it?
No, I don't think rock is either, any type of rock.
Who's the biggest rock stars at the minute? Fucking Royal Blood.
Yeah, true. They played as well, didn't they?
Thing is, though, there's got to be a few, like, classic rock that everybody still listens to.
I mean, yeah, that's why Guns N' Roses headlines.
Yeah, you know, like Queen, Guns N' Roses. Yeah. All them bands.
But new ones.
Rolling Stones. People surely must... A large portion around the world must still be.
What is the film?
Do you know what I like doing? Going on Spotify and having a look at who's, like, who's the most listened to artist? Is it Drake?
Yeah, it'll probably be like Drake, but the most listened to song is unfortunately an Ed Sheeran song.
And Arctic Monkeys, I'm sure they're like 57th.
Yeah.
It's something mad like that.
Even Black Eyed Peas are 63rd.
The 1975, who are arguably one of the biggest bands at the minute, are 500th.
500?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest artists are rap artists now.
See, 1975, though, I feel like they're only big in
Cambridge.
UK or America.
Tories.
I'm going to see him this weekend.
Yeah.
In Transmit in Glasgow.
Fucking.
And then I meant to go and see him.
That'll be a story itself.
In November at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
So they are massive.
What about all over the world, though?
They're huge.
Yeah.
I didn't realise how big they were.
Yeah,
because when the first time I watched them, 2013, so...
It's just about, longevity.
Was it 2013? It was 2013 or 2014.
Yeah.
Right, so that was the first time I'd ever seen them. And I remember buying a top off eBay for a fiver. And then I sort of, not listened to them.
Yeah.
But wasn't like a huge, huge fan. I think it's because I got back into the DJ.
Yeah, you put them on the side.
And then I went to see him with Demi and Laura in January.
Yeah.
And oh my god, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck?
How much do the t-shirts go for now?
Oh, 25, I tried on 30 them quid. Because I thought they're gonna turn up at Glassdoor.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was it now? £80 for a hoodie.
£80.
Fuck a rip off.
See, what I'm saying is I can't imagine people from, like, South America or...
Yeah, like...
No,
Middle East and Asia listening to them.
Yesterday morning, I watched Lollapalooza Brazil, and it was the 1975, and some guy is doing the...
To be fair, South America.
Well, you've said it there.
Yeah, yeah. It's mad. I didn't realise how big they were.
Yeah, yeah. I have no idea.
Because
then,
at the time of me getting into them, they wasn't...
Yeah, they were just small, up-and-coming
band. They wasn't huge.
They made it by then, though. Which album was that? The first
that
album?
That was the first one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's shit, man.
Because I think Chocolate came out 2013.
Yeah. It was that then the first album, Chocolate?
Yeah. And then, because I was looking for a 2013 indie playlist.
Oh, again. Like
and it was Do I Want to Know? Chocolate.
Fucking what? Falls.
Falls. Oh, was that my number?
Yeah. To be fair, tune.
It banger.
Oh, no, I can't listen to that.
Do you not like Falls?
They had a couple of good songs.
I feel like indie. I just can't listen to indie.
Oh, it's shit.
I just can't.
It's fucking
dog. I don't know why.
Oh, dog
shite. Def Leppard the other day were very disappointing.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a bit upset. Like, really disappointing.
What did they play?
Just, to be fair, I can't remember it being a long set.
The oldies aren't really...
I'm not massively into them.
Yeah, yeah.
But even Pour Some Sugar On Me.
Pour Some Sugar On Me.
I think it might have been the crowd. Like, it was just shit.
Yeah.
I think that got the biggest reaction, of course.
Yeah, you need the crowd to be into it. Like.
It was fucking...
Well, Motley Crue are another level to Def Leppard.
But yeah, they're massive.
Oh,
they're massive.
Fucking hell.
What, the Def Leppard album? Is it Pyromania?
I have no idea.
I'm not too sure.
What's the early 80s one? There's two good albums by Def Leppard. Mm. And then the rest is just like so generic.
Yeah. I'm getting Theatre of Pain tattooed on the back of my arm. Yeah. Honestly, I fucking can't wait.
I think you should just become 80s metal.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah.
What, with fucking blonde hair?
Yeah.
This is what's happening. The DJing thing's
you
going.
We should tell the listeners that you got leather pants on.
Yeah.
You sat with leather. You basically hot halfway there.
Yeah. Close
to be fair, I was walking around the house with leather pants on the other week and with no top.
Get a couple
I'm thinking,
of piercings,
I could be in a band.
You could get used to that look.
Yeah. I could get used to this.
Yeah, you know. 80s metal music's dead.
I can't be in a fucking 80s in a metals band for the simple fact I've got a fucking Coldplay Fix You tattoo on my arm.
Oh, we'll need to get rid of
that.
To cover that up.
Because it's my favourite ever moment from Glastonbury. And nothing will ever top it.
No.
No, and I mean that, like, nothing will ever top that.
Wait, when did you get that tattoo? Like, immediately afterwards?
Have you seen it?
Looks like
look
Tetris.
At that.
It does look like Tetris, to be fair.
It's coloured. It's good coloured, actually.
Yeah.
Listeners, it's... Charles, do you want to describe the
Tetris?
It does look like Tetris.
You can't fault it like that, actually.
But, yeah, that was special.
When did you get it, though? Immediately afterwards? You were like, I need to fucking have a moment here.
I wanted that for the first time, that Glastonbury tattoo.
Yeah.
Because that was on top of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So... I wanted that done straight away, but I only got it done recently. I think I got it done in February.
Yeah.
And then I got that one done.
For the listeners, that one is the piece
Clock
of
with wings.
Yeah, some wings.
Yeah. Clock with wings that sits on top of the pyramid.
Love symbol.
Yeah. So that was on top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
So, and they change it like every year. And then I was like, on the opposite, I want like the best moment I've ever had at Glaston.
I get you.
And then I was thinking, I can't really have like a Tumblr, like Fix You tattoo. So I was like, I'll just get the fucking... the single cover done.
I get it, yeah.
But then, like, people don't... unless you're a Coldplay fan.
To be fair, I think you could get away with that, like, if people don't know that it's not a Coldplay, away with just having that.
Everybody who's gone, like, what's your tattoo? I'm like, do you know what I mean? Like, they don't know. So I was like, fine.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
But yeah, it's a good conversation starter. It's fucking mad.
What's that? Yeah, tattoos are, aren't they? What you need next is a big Yakuza-style one on your neck or something. Big dragon, flaming dragon.
Well, my mum told me to get a religious tattoo, but...
some, like, fucking
the least religious
ISIS.
No, like... fucking...
Big
AK-47.
Go on.
I had a look and I saw the Virgin Mary wearing a Louis Vuitton.
Oh,
like,
for fuck's sake.
See, that
that's blasphemy.
That would work in an 80s metal band.
That'd be cool.
That'd definitely work. that reminds me of, like, you know, like Van Halen's album with the baby and it's smoking.
Oh, yeah.
The Angel.
But
that reminds me of that in a way.
I don't know if this is just my opinion, but I don't think you will see another like Motley Crue or
no.
You won't, because the biggest like a rock star now is Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No, it's just a different age. When
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
if someone threw a fucking... apart from Liam Gallagher, but obviously he's 90s. if you threw a telly out of a fucking window, people would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, grow
like,
up.
I know it sounds good, but it's a good thing. They were knobheads. Like, they were all twats.
They were all terrible.
They all had sexually, like, you know, like, bad diseases and fucking...
Sexually questionable experiences.
Yeah, like, so many drugs. They were awful people deep down, like most of them.
I think one way you could do it, I think, is if you come famous through another line... And then cross over.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, I don't know, he was like a film star, and then just starts fucking going wild, doing, like, fucking heavy metal gigs.
That would be seen as a fucking midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Maybe
get locked up for that these days.
Maybe that's what you want, though. That's what you need.
You can't get away from it now. Like, you'll just get someone like me on Twitter or just be chatting shit. Like, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Twitter's ruined it all.
You can't.
Yeah.
We're not going to see another Tommy Lee because of Twitter.
Because everyone takes the piss nowadays, so nothing's cool.
Also, have you pre-downloaded Threads?
What was that?
Instagram have brought out a new Twitter.
Oh yeah, Threads. Yeah. So,
A new Twitter.
Oh, you saw what happened with Twitter the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, because apparently was it limiting.
So we rate limited. So basically, some users basically couldn't reload a lot of tweets and couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So you get a certain amount of tweets that you can see, read, whatever a day.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And that was a temporary measure. It's gone back to normal now. But
wait, why was that?
Because funny enough, AI. Companies like ChatGPT was basically coming in and having access and reading all the tweets to improve their fucking AI
I
system.
See
and it was scraping all their data and causing them like so much fucking money.
Yeah,
so Twitter's just basically gone right fuck off and disabled every fucking complete access to it because it wasn't profitable, and now basically fucking because you know Mark Zuckerberg's in that. I was coming in and basically going, right, we're going to make a competitor. But to be fair, they were apparently working on that since January. But they've just probably gone, this is the right time.
Yeah, they've seen the opening.
Yeah. Imagine if I make it big on Threads.
Do you know, it's fantastic. Twitter's great, but it's been established. But I think Threads could genuinely...
Go jump on it early.
Yeah.
Get your foot in the door.
That's what I'm going to do.
There you go. With your 80s metal band. If it works. Get your 80s metal band on that.
With me, religious tattoo.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. I personally don't think you'll ever see another Motley Crue. And I don't think you see another Oasis. I have seen people try to mimic the old
I've said this to Steve
Oasis
before,
thing.
Yeah.
And you're like...
It seems dated.
Yeah. Well,
it seems very dated. When you see people who are like trying to be like Liam Gallagher.
But you can do it in a different way, though. Like, as I said to you, like, ages ago, fucking... The ones that I saw that got close to it that had a bit of influence through their music were Slaves back in 2015.
Soft Player like, now. That's another thing, changing the name. Like,
yeah.
Well, they had to because that was a completely different reason, though. They had to change the name because of what happened.
Why? What happened?
What happened?
They went through a big fucking massive... Like, first of all, fucking... They had to break up, didn't they? Because fucking... He kept breaking his fucking shoulder and fucking fucked it up. And then second of all, Laurie's fucking wife died.
I thought they changed it because slaves didn't represent.
No.
I'm pretty sure I read that. They
had to reinvent themselves because of everything that fucking happened.
It's actually like breaking the mould.
Yeah. It wasn't because of that.
I thought it was another like Black Madonna, Blessed Madonna situation.
Nah.
The Blessed Madonna.
Because they've been established as slaves. It's just they wanted something new.
Yeah, go for some.
Sorry, Steve.
Go on.
Isn't all the tracks now under Soft Player?
Oh, all the old stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it doesn't matter either way. They fucking changed the name and that's it. But they were influential back in 2015.
So they were like, they were the last.
They were the last. They were doing something because no one listens to punk, but kids were listening to punk. I was listening to punk. He was listening to it.
I met them in New York.
In New York? What the
stud? Honestly, they come off stage and got a picture of them and stuff.
You went to watch them in New York?
Yeah. And then I was watching Shawn Mendes while they stood at the side of me in Wolf Alice.
What?
Couldn't believe it. And no one bothered them because no one had a fucking clue who they were.
I get it.
I was just like, what the fuck's going on?
This can't be real.
Yeah.
Question.
Can we go to Wireless this weekend? Come on.
I can't go into Transmit. Or else I'd be all over Little Yachter.
Oh, I know.
Taking the walk to Wireless.
I've been trying to persuade Bridgie to go.
What days, Little Yachter?
I don't know, you know. I don't know. I know Friday's Little Uzi and fucking Metro Boomin and fucking Playboy Carti.
Have a look when Little Yachty's on.
I think it might be a Saturday, you know.
I can do Saturday. I will 100% go for Little Yachty.
There we go. Take your eyes are a little bit.
To be fair, Travis scores on that day.
No. I'm not asked. I'll literally just go
for Little Yachty.
That is it.
I do want to go badly.
Where is it? Crystal Palace?
I think it... Oh, if it is, I'm not going, actually. I don't want to get stabbed.
That's
going to
be rough.
Finsbury, I'll go. Because it's nice in Finsbury, isn't it?
It might be Finsbury because they just had thingy there, haven't they? 1975.
Yeah, that's true.
I see, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you do want to get stabbed. That's all part of the experience.
I've had enough. I think we've both had. Yeah. We just want to chill.
Yeah, you want to relax.
Yeah, it's fucking mad. But have we got anything else to talk about on the pod?
How long have we done?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, that's fucking perfect. That is absolutely. Have you got anything else?
No, I think I've covered everything that I'm trying to plug.
That you're trying to plug.
Have you got anything to plug? Have you got anything, actually, like any little gig coming up? Like bolt gigs or anything like that?
I've got a couple of gigs, but they're not been announced yet.
Oh, okay. We'll leave it.
Keep them under wraps.
I've got a very special Halloween gig.
Yeah. Mm. Well, like special. Interesting special.
I've been booked with
Thomas Turkeys.
No.
Whoa.
Combo.
I've got a really big Halloween gig coming up, and I've got a couple of tracks that I'm working on with another DJ.
I see.
Another producer. Who's very talented, by the way.
So you are working on your own stuff?
Yeah.
There we go. And what are you going to wear for your Halloween? What's your Halloween go-to?
Halloween this year. I think it's going to be...
Tommy Lee.
Well, Demi texted me before saying, I'm going to... Tommy Lee, Laura's going as Pamela Anderson. Can you go as the tape or the guy who robbed the tape?
What, Kid Rock?
He's
involved in it, isn't he?
Is he?
Did he have a tape with Pamela Anderson?
I'm not too sure.
I think he did, didn't he?
I'm going to watch this because I love Tommy Lee, but...
On the pod?
Not the porno. The documentary, because I love Tommy Lee, but I don't know what went on there.
Yeah. I don't know myself, no. And maybe then, we could do an episode on him.
Oh, you could, my couldn't God, you? Please get me on
do
for
you
that.
Do you want to do that one?
Yeah.
We could definitely do an episode on him. Yeah, he's got enough to talk about, definitely.
And the dirt alone.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, like Vince said on Sunday, he was like, has anybody seen the dirt? And I was just like, fucking yeah. Tom Harold, oh my God, mate. He come out with some fucking pearls. He was absolutely pissed, by the way.
Yeah.
And
he only needs one drink, doesn't he?
We was on about the facts of, like, obviously there were all people there, and obviously we was the youngest.
Yeah.
And he was like, he did a good impression of, I didn't watch the dirt, I lived the dirt, I'm the one sucking Tommy Lee's cock. We're just like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, he's so random, Tom, isn't he?
But honestly, it was funny. It was a good group of people to go with as well.
Yes. And you've seen the iconic Motley Crue.
Mm.
Some people just have that as the fucking... What's your list? Bucket list?
Bucket
that's
list.
That's a bucket list isn't it?
I'm running out of bands to see and artists to see. Like,
you're
literally
saying there's no one really for me, no.
Right, so I was sat the other day and...
Yeah, what bands is there?
Look at this.
Led Zeppelin.
I'm trying to make a list of all the people that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right. That is the start.
Wow.
It's a long list.
That's a long list already. Fucking hell.
I'll read some names. Elton John. Of course. Paul McCartney. The Rolling Stones.
Ooh.
Beyonce. Lionel Richie. ELO. The Killers. Coldplay. Arctic Monkeys. Calvin Harris. Deadmau5. Kasabian. Kendrick Lamar. Morrissey. Rick Astley.
I think you've got to. I think you should forget about watching bands and find another list of things to do.
Yeah.
You've ticked that.
Watch some movies, man.
Yeah.
But then there's some like mad ones, like Ice Cube, which was amazing.
Yeah.
You'll have a list of this, then Ted be his favourite film.
Yeah.
So it swings and roundabouts, people, you know?
Green Day.
I've got a good list that you could do. the famous people you've met?
Do you know what? I was on about this the other night.
Try and meet some. Try and, like, track them down. You know, just obviously without the creepy style, but, like, just bump into them. How's it going? You
know,
like...
I don't know if I ever said it on the last podcast about the rabbit hole at Glassdoor.
The rabbit hole.
So, whilst we was in one side of the rabbit hole,
yeah,
in the naughty side, in the bar side was my hero, Brad Pitt.
What, really?
With...
Your hero?
I'm just joking.
I was going to say.
With... David Beckham.
Oh, fucking that is a mad hell. That's a weird duo.
I'm a fucking City fan, but growing up, I think that's where I got all the style from.
Beckham.
From Bex. Beckham.
You do have a... you know what? With the hair and stuff.
Mm. I think that's where it's come from.
You didn't get cornrows, did you?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Far. Maybe when it grows out a bit more. But yeah, like, it was mad as fuck, and I was so gutted.
God, out of all like celebrity, imagine bumping into them too.
Mate, I'd fucking cry.
I like Brad Pitt in a way. He has got an aura about him of just like, I don't know.
Which actor would you want to meet?
Maybe Tarantino. I think that'd be fun.
Really? I've already met my hero actor.
Oh yeah,
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. Take that off.
Yeah. I just think
it'd be funny. Great, like, I think he'd say some funny stuff, some interesting stuff.
Yeah, that'd be
something. What about you?
Jack Nicholson, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think he'd have a laugh in.
All I get from him, I can imagine him just being so sarcastic.
He's got a long career, just mad stories.
Yeah, I'd love to go and watch Wrexham with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
I was thinking about going and vlogging, because I've been doing the vlogs on YouTube.
That is a good idea.
What have you been vlogging?
Yeah, I've got loads of vlogs. It's not good ones. It's only like gigs and like random shit. I was thinking, I've got a few ideas.
What, under your name?
Yeah, on my YouTube, yeah.
Fuck off. Why have you never saw me?
Because it's not good.
Honestly, mate, I love vlogging. Well, that's why I do that close friends thing.
Originally,
I had like 10 close friends on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I think it's at like 65 now.
Fucking hell, building up.
But I keep taking the piss. I'm like, we're building a community here.
Yeah, a cult.
We're building it. And then, yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to do the Wrexham. I'm going to vlog it. I think that'll be a laugh.
What, are you going to go to the game?
Yeah, go to the game. Try and do some fun stuff.
They're in League 2 now, aren't they?
Yeah, they've gone up. It should be fucking interesting.
Oh, I know what we can talk about since the last podcast. Do you want to do the honest, Charlie?
What's this?
United fan.
Oh, treble.
Treble winning team.
I think the Mason Mount got more likes than fucking the treble winning fucking
what?
Tweet.
What does that... Like, well, basically, what does that mean?
What it means is no one gives a fuck. and it's ironic when your fucking third choice, whatever, under 19's goalkeeper is going to Burnley for 19 million. You're really rubbing it in now, aren't you, with your charges?
Charles has said it all.
It's just bonkers. You might as well just laugh in people's faces and go, right, we've cheated to get this.
No, but what a team.
What about Haaland, De Bruyne?
Yeah.
Gundogan's gone.
Has he gone?
He's gone to Barca.
Yeah, he's gone to Barca.
He is an unbelievable player. What?
He just turns up the last half of the season.
Just does it.
Yeah, he's a fucking wizard.
I would have had him in my fantasy team this season if he didn't go.
Underwhelming, no one cares. It won't go down in history because they'll be relegated after the charges come through. And they'll be where they're supposed to be, and that's that.
Do you know what? I watched the finals with a United fan, and he was nowhere near as bitter.
Exactly. You watched it with a United fan. If Man United were in the Champions League, and we've won the Champions League and the treble again, I would not be at me mate's gaff.
To be fair.
And do you know what? The rest of them that were City fans, brother, for example, went to fucking Ruskin.
And Bridgie and all that.
Yeah, and went to Ruskin in St. Helens to watch
I wanted
it.
To go to Manchester, but then I thought, I can't be asked going Ruskin. So I went round Norton's and watched it. And I was just like, do you know what? Usually I'd be out for days.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Wild.
But, like...
And... As well, I put on my story, who watches more City games, me or Earl?
Obviously, it's going to be 70%
biased. 70%
for me. I remember that.
Steve voted for you, to be fair, but he thought it was a joke.
I was like, what's this? What's going on here with this question?
He's fucking mad.
It's 70% for me. So the way I see it is, like, you had your time. It was okay for you. You watched it in a Man United.
Did you not fancy going to City?
What? To Istanbul?
Well, to City. Going to Manchester?
That was the original plan.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying who it is, but someone said they've got no money. And then it was like, well, we're all going Ruskin.
You could still go.
I wanted to go, but no one...
Have you gone to Istanbul?
But everyone wanted to watch it together. But I just went, do you know what? Fuck this. Yeah. I really wanted to go to Istanbul. Like, I was debating fucking Glasgow off. But then, like, I was like, shit, I'm playing, so I may as well not.
Yeah, I get you. That would have been an adventure, though, wouldn't it?
Turning up the best.
You know what would have been funny if you didn't tell anybody?
Yeah.
And just like, you just...
That would have made a great vlog.
Make, yeah.
Oh, my, mate, I'd have had just kebabs all fucking week.
That'd kill you off, fucking eating kebabs all week.
We're getting a kebab after this, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Donna Pizza.
So I want a mixed kebab.
Just on this point topic as well, people comparing the treble teams, right? United.
Yeah, podcast teams. Over.
I'm sorry, but...
Wait, who's won the treble
City,
then?
Well, only City and United.
Mm.
Did Arsenal not win it?
No.
No. They did the Invincibles, didn't they?
Yeah,
they did. You could count Barcelona as well. They're the best club team that's ever existed.
Oh, I don't count anything outside of the Prem.
Oh, yeah.
Anything outside the Prem,
I think United's treble winning team is so. It's still. And I know I'm biased, but it's just the
Who
way.
Who was in that team?
Fucking Yapstam, fucking Irwin.
Was Roy Keane?
Keane, Scholes, Giggs.
Beckham.
York, Beckham.
God, it's fucking. That's
Schmeichel.
That is a good team.
They're all iconic people, aren't they?
Is this going to be a situation of in 20 years' time, you look back and you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that.
Look at that. Giving you your dues. But the way I see it is, fucking, you will always have the asterisk of the fucking chart.
The asterisk. Not yet.
And, like, Bridgie holds his own. You can't argue against Bridgie because you'll just say, no. Like, there's no way. But, like, you must feel deep down, like.
What, because of the
yeah,
all the money stuff.
Yeah, because you know deep down, like, there's something going on. There's something fishy going on.
Yeah, but
what do you think about that?
I believe every club is at it.
I don't believe every club's at it at all.
No, I think every club is at it.
I think every
we
fucking
just
Saudi
on a massive
or
scale.
Qatari club will be... like, how are you getting sponsors like that?
Like what?
Like, for example, the £19 million player that's in Burnley have just spent under your under-19s goalkeeper.
Don't shoot the messenger.
No, you've got great play. You can't take it away from your player. You've got a great team and a great manager.
What do you think about Pep?
That Madrid performance.
He's the best manager in the world, Pep.
Yeah. I've never seen
Madrid. Wait, Charles, what do you think about the Madrid performance?
I've never seen Madrid get bummed.
I was celebrating that.
Yeah.
But I think Klopp's technically a better manager than Pep, in my opinion.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I hate to say it. I think he's a better manager. I really do.
But Klopp's team's died.
But the truth
Pep,
is...
Pep's
yeah,
has
I know,
stayed...
But
they
Pep,
out
Pep,
the
inhalers. Pep, I can't... I'd need to see Pep go to a team like a Liverpool or something.
I see what you mean, yeah.
I need to see it because... What Klopp has done, and he did it before City. I know he didn't win the treble, but he won the Champions League before City.
Yeah,
and he did get a league as well. So, like, I just think what he's done with like his teams. Like, I hate Liverpool. I'm supposed to hate Liverpool more than City, but I feel like he has done like amazing things. Klopp, he is unreal. Yeah. Klopp.
There we go. He's pushing Klopp on your head.
No. He is. He's no, he's unreal. Like, don't you think so? Like, he's unreal what he's done with the... Like, FSG don't pump anywhere near
the
amount of money.
I know what you mean in that sense.
City United.
Yeah.
We pump money in, but we don't pump money into our fucking facilities or anything like that. Yeah. Our stadium's leaking. But when it comes to actual...
I know you've got that Tom Brady money back now. No, Tom Brady.
We can't say anything when we get Qatar, and we can't say anything if we don't win when we get Qatar, which will be soon. Fucking, we got no argument.
Newcastle are going to win it
the
next
only
year.
Newcastle.
The only argument that we have over City now is that we're not fucking state-owned backed, and we haven't got the charges.
You got the history though.
Yeah, but the history can't really fucking say.
Can't live off the history.
Can't live off the history.
You can to a certain extent, but the argument always comes back to, well, we've done the same as you now, so the only arguments that we have against City now are the charges and fucking.
What about Newcastle?
Yeah, unreal. To be fair, they're doing that. I don't think they're doing anything as of yet.
You know, just chopping the heads off journalists.
Beheading.
Yeah.
I don't think Newcastle will. No one will question Newcastle because they have a Newcastle have a bigger fan base than City.
No, do you know what?
From where they were, in my opinion.
Newcastle have probably one of the best fan bases in the world.
Yeah, they do. They're unreal, and they'll be a force now. After. Yeah,
100%.
They all going into your fantasy team.
But you know, actually,
that Tenali. Yeah, what's his name? Tenali. He's just signed.
Tenali. I can't be arsed this year. Can you?
What? Winning everything last year, I'm going for it again. I'm at the stage now where I don't even support. I don't even support Liverpool anymore.
No,
I
only support FPL.
I only support whoever's in my fantasy team.
Oh my god, we're only like four week off.
Oh, we're not season. That long,
shit.
I can't. To be honest, a part of me can't be arsed. But
I can't wait for the footy come back though.
It's great. Absolutely. It's powerful.
Yeah, it just feels like weekends feel so much different.
Yeah. Sunday. What is it? Super Sunday.
Super Sunday. Yeah. Can I ask you both a question then? If you had a Greenwood in your team based on what he's done, would you take him back in your team or would you let him go out? Or what would you do with him?
I'd take him.
Nah.
No.
Nah, what would you do?
Nah.
Nah.
Wait, I need to know.
Let's say if it was Foden.
Yeah.
And he did what Greenwood would reduce, what would you do?
No.
You wouldn't take him back?
Is he guilty?
No, of course not.
You basically
he's
like
back in training. He's not guilty. You've got to feel that we're not guilty.
So you're not taking him back?
I didn't know that he's not guilty.
Yeah, he's not guilty. Yeah. But so he's innocent. Yeah,
I don't know the full story.
Come out with a not guilty, and I know. That's what people are saying. But he got back with his girlfriend, and they got pregnant. So I think there's some weird shit going on behind scenes. That I think she's taking him back because she realizes, I need the cash. And the stuff like that.
Wait, but isn't that obvious to him?
Yeah, and I also think that he was probably abusing her deep down. Probably. Don't want to say like cut out that, probably not, but
when you said to Len about Foden.
Yes.
In that scenario, I'd take Foden back.
By the way, I'm gonna absolutely piss my pants.
Okay, we'll end it now, but
we'll finish Foden, I'd take Greenwood. Probably not actually.
Because he's not on the level.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening. This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.